我们大家再读一次主祷文。
We read the Lord's Prayer again.
耶稣说：“你们祷告要这样说，大家，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。”不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。我们已经用了三次的聚会传讲这一个祷告前面的几句话。
We already spent three sessions on the first few sentences.
当我们以神的儿女的身份向天上的父祈祷的时候，
As children of God, when we pray to our Father in heaven,
我们正在应用我们特有的权柄。
We are using a special privilege.
我们正在享受父子的关系。
We are enjoying a relationship between Father and Child.
所以我们说我们在天上的父。
So we say our Father who art in heaven.
这是多么亲切。
This is such an intimate thing.
多么尊贵的一个称呼。
And such a precious title.
我们在地上有错误、有缺点的父母。
And we have parents on earth who can make mistakes.
但我们在天上有个完全圣洁公义的天父。
But in heaven we have a father who is completely righteous and holy.
然后称呼了他是我们的父以后，我们就开始祷告了。
And after we address him as our father, we start to pray.
我们祷告的第一件事是什么呢？
Well, it's the first thing we pray.
不是顾到我们自己。
It's not about ourselves.
不是为了我们的需要。
Of our needs.
我们先尊主为圣。
We first honor him as holy.
愿意别人与我们一样尊主为圣。
And we want all the world to do the same.
愿你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
这是基督徒真心诚意敬虔的一个开始。
This is the beginning of a sincere sense of reverence.
罗马书告诉我们，我们不把他当作上帝来感谢他。
The book of Romans says we do not consider him as God to thank him.
我们也不荣耀他。
We do not glorify him.
我们到底把上帝当作是谁呢？
And so who is God to us?
有许多人把上帝当作根本不存在的个渺渺之物。
Many people think that God does not even exist.
有些人认为上帝是一个用这个落后的文化产生出来神话里面的事情。
Or God is part of myth that comes from a backward culture.
我前40年在西部讲道的时候，
40 years ago when I was preaching in 西部，
有一个很重要的中学老师问了一个问题，上帝到底是个什么东西？
There was a very important question asked by a teacher, whatThing is God. What is God?
我第一句话就是说，这个人没有资格听我回答。
The first thing I say is that this person is not worthy to listen to my answer.
因为你把上帝当作东西来讨论。
Because you equate God with things.
你知道不知道，当你用上帝这个名称的时候，你正在宣称一个决定你生死、创造你存在。决定你永恒的一位上帝。
When you use the word God, you are using a word that refers to a being that decides your destiny in eternity.
愿你的名被称为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
所以基督徒在内心的深处把这件事当作第一个最重要的祷告。
And so Christians ought to consider this as the first most important thing to pray for.
神的圣洁不是你有人把它尊为圣才达到的事情。
And God is not holy simply because you address him as holy.
因为神是绝对永存。不需要进步，也没有程序的一个完美者。
For God is eternal, He is perfect, He is not part of progression.
人需要照着他圣洁的本性来称他是圣洁的上帝。
And because of His attribute of holiness, we address Him as Holy God.
人应当照着他全能的本质，降服他权柄的里面。
And because He's Almighty, we ought to be obedient and submit to Him.
人应当照着他本来是荣耀的，把荣耀归给他。
And because He is glorious, we need to give Him more glory.
愿你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
接下去第二个祷告是什么呢？
And the second prayer item.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
当基督徒这样祷告的时候，
When a Christian prays this way,
我们是承认这世界是不完美的。
We are admitting that the world is not perfect.
这个世界是很多亏欠的。
That there are a lot of inadequacies.
世界的国度、世界的政治都是很可怕的。
That the kingdoms and political systems of the world are most frightening.
这个国度在 世界上一定要过去。
For this kingdom must pass away.
所以我们心里的深处向往的是永恒的国度。
So from depth of our heart, we look forward to the eternal kingdom.
希伯来书第十一章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 11 says.
这些伟大的圣徒在旧约里面相信上帝的人，都认为自己在地上是做客旅，是做寄居的。
All the great saints in the Old Testament believe that they are travelers in this world.
他们讲这样的话，表明他们心里面渴慕一个更美的家乡。
When they say things like that, it means that they look forward to a more beautiful home.
有很多人说，如果上帝是完美的，为什么他造一个不完美的世界？
Many people say, if God is perfect, why is the world imperfect?
这句话是普通的人很难回答的事情。
And if you're just a common person, it's difficult to answer.
但是呢，德国的很大的哲学家叫做 Leibniz 曾经回答过这个问题。
But the great German philosopher Leibniz replied this way.
他说，如果完美的上帝可以造一个完美的世界的话，
If a perfect God can create a perfect world,
那表示造与被造之间就没有分别了。
It means there will not be any difference between the creator and his created world.
上帝是完美的。
If God is perfect,
他造的世界也是完美的。
And the world he has created is perfect.
你几乎可以说完美的上帝也可以造完美的上帝。
You can say a perfect God can create a perfect God.
被造的跟他一样完美。
Because the creature, the creator world is the same as him.
岂不等于说神可以创造神吗？
Does that not mean that God can create God?
如果神可以创造神，
If God can create God,
也就表明神也可以是被造者。
It means that this first God is a creature.
创造者不可能是被造者。
The creator,
被造者不可能是创造者。
The creator cannot be the creature and vice versa.
所以神没有不愿意，他也不可能造一个完美的世界。
And so God is not willing, it's impossible also for God to create a perfect world.
最大的问题就是当一个人说呢，这个世界是完美，是不完美的。
But the biggest problem is that when a person declares the world to be imperfect.
那么我们要问他说，为什么你敢说这个世界不完美呢？
We will ask this person, why do you dare say the world is not perfect?
这个世界本来不完美吗？
Question, why the world is imperfect?
是不是你到过别的世界？
But have you been to another world?
你看过完美的世界？
Have you seen a perfect world?
所以你看这个世界不像你所看过的完美的世界，所以你说这个世界不完美。
And so you will judge the world you see and say it's imperfect.
这样再讲下去的话，
If you continue arguing,
连我们的逻辑都会告诉我们，我们用逻辑所讨论的问题很多是根本没有资格的。
Our logic will tell us that our logic is not worthy to answer some questions.
所以 Leibniz 做一个大的结论。
And so Leibniz has a great conclusion.
神不可能是被造的。
That God cannot possibly be created.
神不能造一个完美的神。
So therefore he cannot create a perfect God.
世界的不完美是一定要的。
The imperfection of the world is a necessity.
神造的世界不完美是正确的。
It is right that the world is imperfect.
所以这样 there must be the distinctive and the absolute difference between the creator and the creature.
所以创造者跟被造物要有绝对的分别。
This is an absolute necessity.
这是绝对的必须。
创造的神跟被造的是完全不一样的。
The creator and the creature must be very different.
所以耶稣基督教导我们祷告说，
And so when Jesus taught us to pray,
愿你的国降临，
Your kingdom come.
因为这世界的国不是完美的国。
The kingdom of the world is not perfect.
这世界的国是犯罪的人所建立的国。
Kingdom created by sinners.
所以我们不能在这个国度里面得到满足。
We cannot be satisfied with this kingdom.
你满意美国的政府吗？
Are you satisfied with the US government?
国民的共和党所统治的民主党是不同意的。
Where the Republicans, the Democrats will not agree with the Republicans.
民主党所建立的是共和党一定要反对的。
And the Republicans will oppose the Democrats.
全世界的政治有反对者的存在。
In our political system, there are the opposition parties.
这个是需要的。
You need that.
这也证明这个世界没有完美的政权。
And it also proves that there's no perfect system.
所以我们感谢上帝。
So we do give thanks to God.
这世界不完美。
Because the world is not perfect.
所以我们心里的深处说，愿你的国降临。
From the depth of our heart, we call out, may your kingdom come.
20th century, 英国最伟大的历史学家。
In the 20th century, the greatest historian in England.
叫做 Sir Arnold Toynbee.
Sir Arnold Toynbee.
T-O-Y-N-B-E-E.
T-O-Y-N-B-E.
他说呢，自从人类有政权到今天，
He said, since political system existed in humanity,
每一个政权都盼望建立一个繁荣又公正的社会。
Every political system wants to create a fair and a prosperous society.
我看了他的书，我吓了一跳。
And when I was astonished by what he wrote,
当时的印尼政府正在 讲很大的口号，又繁荣又公正的社会。
Because back then the Indonesian government declared we want a prosperous and a fair society.
历史家家早就看见这个事实。
And the historians already recognized this.
敢说每一个时代都有这样的口号。
So he dared to declare this a slogan for all.
每一个时代都盼望有这样的理想。
Every generation has this ideal.
那 Toynbee 怎么讲呢？
But Toynbee said,
有没有哪一个时代的人真正达到理想中间的社会呢？
Did anyone actually achieve this ideal?
他说从来没有。
And he said no.
这六千年来
For 6,000 years,
从来没有一个国家，没有一个政权真正达到繁荣跟公正配合的一个社会。
Not a single society can truly call itself prosperous and fair at the same time.
当我们要繁荣的时候，我们就失去公正。
When you want prosperity, you don't have justice.
当我们要平均分配的时候，我们变成一同穷下来。
And you want equality, everybody becomes poor, then you get equality.
所以共产党的理想是很伟大。
The idealism of the communists is most great.
盼望建立一个公平的社会。
They want an equal society.
结果共产党只能使人类一同穷，不能使人类一同富。
But in the end, they can only bring about equal poverty, not equal prosperity.
邓小平把这个改革开放建立成一个新的体系的时候，
When Deng Xiaoping brought a revolution, a new system,
这几十年看到什么事情呢？
And for the past few decades,
中国变成一半富一大半穷的一个国家。
In China, you have a huge gap between the rich and the poor.
制造公平的时候就失去繁荣。
So when you try to create equality, you lose prosperity.
制造财富的时候就失去公平。
When you create wealth, you lose equality.
所以 Toynbee 再讲一句话。
And Toynbee added,
这六千年来的社会告诉我们，
The society for the past 6,000 years,
圣经的一句话是对的。
Affirm a sentence in the Bible.
那句话在哪里呢？
And what is the sentence?
罗马书第六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
罪的工价就是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
我想当耶稣讲这句话的时候，
And I think that when this verse is written,
你们祷告要如此说，
Jesus said you need to pray this way.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
因为主很清楚地告诉我们，这个世界的国是绝对不能使我们得着满足，使我们得着满意的一个国家。
Clearly the Lord is teaching us that we can never be satisfied with the kingdom of the world.
当罗马帝国要繁荣的时候，
When the Roman Empire wants prosperity,
他们有两个原则。
There are two principles to
achieve that. 为了自己的安全，要除去国家的一切威胁。
The first is to get rid of all the threats to their country.
所以这个也是美国的国安政策。
This is also the national security strategy.
哪一个人，哪一个社长，哪一个社团，哪一个政治领袖危害美国的安全，他一定把他打下去。
Of the Americans, just get rid of any opposition from anywhere in the world.
那么罗马帝国另外一个策略是什么呢？
The other strategy of the Romans,
保护自己安全最好的办法不是保守，乃是进攻。
That the best defense is an offense.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只有懂得守的人是没有办法完全保障自己的安全的。
If all you know is how to defend yourself, you cannot fulfill your defense.
所以就是当一个攻下别人，除掉各样危害自己安全的人，才能保护自己的安全。
And the best thing is to attack people first, so that you can be defended.
后来因为这个政修就产生了罗马帝国一直发展，一直发展。不可收拾的发展。
And because of this principle, the Roman Empire kept growing without stop.
世界有没有国家，有没有朝代是永远发展的呢？
Are there a country or dynasty that grow forever? No.
结果呢，罗马帝国被谁打下来呢？
In the end, the Roman Empire was destroyed.
你说罗马帝国这么强，怎么会打下来？
They are so strong, how to be destroyed?
一定有比他更强的帝国把它打下来。
Maybe a stronger empire took over.
这个世界没有最强，最强的帝国把次强，次强的政权把它打下来。
But there are no stronger political system that will just get rid of one after another.
所以这个罗马帝国是 barbarian 把它打下来的。
The Roman Empire was destroyed by the barbarians.
Barbarian 是谁呢？
Who are these barbarians?
就是没有学问的人。
They are not educated.
是野蛮的人。
They are.
所以最伟大的帝国常常惨败在最野蛮的民族的手中。
And the greatest empire often fell in the hands of the most ignorant.
世界的历史周而复始。
And the history of the world go in a cyclical manner.
继续不断的这样旋转下去。
Round and round it goes.
直到今天。
Until today.
我曾经讲过一句话。
I once said,
the modern democracy will be giving the way for the next term of the new barbarianism to come control over the world.
现在的这个民主主义有一天将会让位给一种野蛮的主义。
当野蛮主义再临到世界上的时候
，When barbarism come to the world again，
那时候我们所有的民主都变成前功尽废的事情。
Everything that we work for will be gone。
这个世界我们满意我们的政权吗
？Are we satisfied with the world we live in？
我们每次把别的政权打倒下去的时候
，Every time we bring about a new government，
我们都盼望我们的政权是长久的。
We want it to long be long lasting。
这都是一个绝对没有办法产生的事情。
But it is something that's impossible.
我已经对你们说了。
I've already said to you.
秦始皇最英勇的一代。
When Emperor 秦始皇 was at the height of his ability,
就他的孩子在那孙子里面完全崩溃了。
But the dynasty was lost by his next descendants.
这个世界所留下是什么呢
？So what would the world leave for us?
留下理想的记录。
All it has are records of our ideals.
留下是英勇的这个。痕迹
and heroic stories,
但是没有真正存下去的国度
but not true kingdoms.
所以耶稣说
so Jesus said,
愿你的国降临
your kingdom come.
那么神的国是一个怎么样的国呢
what sort of kingdom is it?
神的国的原则是怎么样的原则呢
what sort of principles are there in this kingdom?
神的统治是怎么样的统治呢
what sort of rule does God have?
被神统治的人是怎么样的人民呢
and what sort of people would he rule over?
这就是全人圣经所要告诉我们的事情
this is the message of the Bible.
上个礼拜我们提到了神愿意成为他百姓的君王
Last week we talked about how God is willing to be our king.
但神的百姓不要上帝做他们的王。
But the people reject this king.
这就是全本圣经唯一的一次民主的祷告。
This is the only time there's a democratic prayer.
百姓对撒母耳说：“告诉耶和华上帝，我们不要他做王。”
The people said to Samuel, "We don't want him, God, as king."
请你许可我们选一个王来治理我们。
Tell God to allow us to elect our own king.
好像我们四周围的外邦的国度跟外邦的君王一样的。
We want to be like the Gentiles all around us.
神没有拒绝他们的呼求。
And God did not deny them.
神没有镇压百姓的声音。
And oppress their voice.
神没有轻看民主的权柄。
Or look down on the power of the democracy.
因为上帝创造人就是要把人放在一个有自由的地位，像他一样才是尊贵的。
For God has placed us in a place of freedom that we are honorable like Him.
一个没有自由的人不是人。
If you have no freedom, you are not a human being.
共产党失败，因为他们不把人当作人，所以他们一定要失败。
Communism must fail because the human dignity is ignored.
人之所以是人
，For us to be a human,
因为人有自由的权柄
，It means that we are free.
自由的权柄就是上帝的形象。
And the power to be free comes from the image of God.
上帝说我们要按自己的形象样式造人的时候
，When God say we're going to make man in my image and likeness，
他们就把人造成是有自由可以决定自己未来行动的一个货物。
He made us as a being with freedom to decide our own actions.
啊，这个人的自由的行动，也就是神主权的一个形象。
And the freedom that we have is part of God's image and sovereign will.
那么把自由给人是个很危险的事情。
It's the most dangerous thing to give people human freedom.
所以对上帝来说，创造人是对他最大的威胁。
To God, the creation of mankind was his greatest threat.
所以被造之物从来没有可能反抗上帝。
All other creatures will not have the possibility to oppose him.
上帝把自由给了人以后，人就可以做上帝的仇敌。
Only when God gave man freedom, we can become his enemy.
我们不要忘记，我们的自由是神给的。
Do not forget that it was God who gave you your freedom.
能够反对上帝的智慧跟能力，也是上帝给我们的。
Even the wisdom and the power to oppose God came from God.
甚至我们反对上帝的机会，也是神赐给我们的。
Even the opportunity to oppose God is given by God.
上帝为什么造人成为一个有自由，甚至可以反对他的人
？And so why would God make a human being that can oppose Him？
就是这样尊重人。
Because He honors us so.
他不把我们当作一个这一个好像机器人一样的受造物。
And He don't want us to be created like a robot.
我们要感谢上帝。
And so we need to give thanks to God.
当我们反对上帝的时候。
But when we oppose God,
好像神的主权受了妨碍。
It is as if the sovereign will of God has been blocked by us.
圣经告诉我们，神的自由是绝对的。
But the Bible says the freedom of God is absolute.
我们怎样反抗上帝的自由
？So how do we oppose God's freedom?
最后，我们都要在神的审判之下 结束我们的自由，领受上帝愤怒的权柄。
No matter what you do, in the end, you will have to end your freedom and receive the judgment from God.
当以色列人说我们有自由
，When the Israelites says we have freedom,
我们不要上帝做王
，We don't want God to be our king.
我要从我们的中间选一个人做王来管理我们的时候
，We want to elect a person from among us to judge us.
上帝说撒母耳，你不必哭
，God said to Samuel, do not cry.
你不必难过
，Do not be sad.
你就照着以色列人所要的。允许他们给他们吧。
According to all the deeds that they have done, give them what they want.
所以以色列人就选了扫罗做他们的王。
And the Israelites chose Saul.
上帝对撒母耳说。
And God said to Samuel,
你要告诉以色列人。
Tell the Israelites.
他们立了王以后，他们的情势不会更好。
After they have a king, their situation will not improve.
因为王不可能用公义统治他们。
For the king will not rule after them with righteousness.
统治者一定是有自私的成分在里面的。
A ruler will often be selfish.
如果王要建王宫。
He has to build his palace.
王要打仗。
He has to fight war.
王需要许多的钱。
He needs a lot of money.
他一定加重你们的税务。
He will increase your tax.
你们一定要受很多的痛苦。
You will suffer.
这个就是犹太人用自由的理想消灭自由的一个例子。
And this is an example how you use the ideals of freedom to destroy freedom.
民主从哪里来的？
Where did democracy come from?
民主从民来的。
Came from the people.
人民制造民主。
The people will create democracy.
再问一个问题，民主怎么消灭的？
And then how do you destroy democracy?
民主是给民主消灭的。
Democracy will be destroyed by democracy.
是你把这么重要的道理早就启示下来。
And the Bible reveals such important principles to us.
犹太人选了这个扫罗做他们王的时候，
When the Israelites chose Saul as king,
上帝就派了一个比扫罗更高三个头的这一个呢。哥利亚来对他们说：“我们要消灭你们。”
And God sent Goliath much larger than Saul to destroy them.
那么上帝才对以色列人说
：“Then God said to the Israelites,
你们选错了。
You have chose the wrong person.
我已经预备了一个我心中所喜悦的大卫来做王管理你们。
I prepared David to take over the place.
这是很简单的记载，隐藏什么道理呢
？And this simple recording,
人有人的政治理想
，implicitly tells with political ideals.
人有人的过度的建立
，we will build our own kingdom.
永远是失败的
，but we will always fail.
神有他的过度
，God has his kingdom.
神有他立的过往
，He is the king he wants.
与你们所立的不一样的
，different from what you want.
君王跟君王之间的打仗。
And when kings fight with kings,
告诉你永远没办法解决人类统治的问题。
It shows us that our problem with politics will never be solved.
大卫被赐下来。
David was given.
根本不是一个真正的王。
He was not a true God.
是一个真正上帝国度的王的一个代表。
But he represents the king of the kingdom of God.
大卫是预表耶稣基督。才是神国度里面真正的王。
The true purpose of David is to foreshadow Jesus Christ as the King of God's kingdom.
耶稣基督有没有讲过这句话呢
？Did Jesus say that?
耶稣基督在比拉多审判他的时候讲了这个奥秘。
When Pontius Pilate judged Jesus, he revealed the secret.
比拉多说：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”Pontius Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣回答说。我的国不属于这世界。
Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of the world."
虽然如此，你说我是犹太人王。
But since you say I'm the king of the Jews,
我告诉你，我未做王而被生在这个世界上。
I tell you, I was born as king.
但是我的国不是这世界的国。
But my kingdom does not belong to
the world. 如果我的国属于这个世界
，For if my kingdom belongs to the world,
我的臣民必要相争。以至于不让我被交到你的手里来。
My people would have fought to prevent me from being handed to you.
这些话都是很简单的话。
These are simple words.
好像不需要任何深度的解释。
As if you don't have to have profound explanation.
这些话把整个人类的政治学跟神要成为我们的王的观念完全讲得很清楚。
But it is clear describing the relationship between us and Christ as our King.
世界上从来没有一本书像圣经一样。
There are no books in the world like the Bible.
你说钱吗？很平常的农夫一看就懂了。
You say is it very simple? It is because farmers can understand.
你说深吗？最资深的政治家都看不懂。
But is it profound? It is. Some of the greatest politicians can understand it. Because this is the word of God.
这是深的真理。
The truth of God.
这是深的文学。
The literature of God.
正如耶稣说，我的国不属于这世界。
Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to the world."
它的政治也跟世界的政治不一样。
The politics of God is different from the politics of our world.
文学也跟世界的文学的诉说法不一样的。
The literature of God is different from the literature of the world.
所以耶稣说基督徒啊,
so Jesus said, Christians,
活在世界上,
when you live in the world,
你要第一个祷告是说,
the first prayer,
主啊, 你应当被尊为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
第二个祷告是什么呢?
The second prayer,
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
昨天我在菲律宾,
I was in the Philippines
我说,
yesterday.
你们菲律宾人满意菲律宾的政府吗?
I said, are you satisfied with your Filipino government?
你们对你们的总统很满意吗?
Are you satisfied with your president?
几个司机我跟他谈的时候,
when I spoke to some of our chauffeurs,
他说, 我们一点不满意我们的总统。
They say, well, I'm not satisfied with our president.
我说, 为什么你们的总统是你选的, 你不满意他呢?
I said, well, you elected him.
他们就说, 我从来不知道他原来他这么坏。
He said, well, I didn't know that he's so bad.
所以你在不知道人多坏之下, 就感觉到他很好, 就选他, 你有没有搞错?
But you elected someone whom you did not know is not
我说,
good.
你的总统错在什么地方呢?
So I asked, what's so bad about your
他说,
president?
我们知道他是很自私的人。
We think that he's most selfish, they say.
那么你不是选择他, 因为你们从前不满意这个 Gloria Arroyo 吗?
But did you not pick him because you don't like Gloria Arroyo?
你们对 Gloria Arroyo 很多的批评。
You criticize Gloria Arroyo.
因为她是贪污的。
You say she's corrupt.
所以你把她放下去了。
So you got rid of her.
现在她在房子里面被拘禁, house arrest.
Now she's under house arrest.
那么呢, 你把新的这个总统选出来了。
You have elected a new president.
那你们做的事情啊,
but you did this.
他说原来这个比那个更坏。
You say, wow, this is worse than the previous one.
这个比那个更贪污。
More corrupt than the previous one.
我说怎么知道他贪污呢?
I say, how do you know?
从前贪污就是贪污。
He said, why in the past corruption is corruption?
现在贪污又不承认贪污。
Now he's corrupt, but he don't admit it.
他先把最高的检察官把他降级，使他解职。
He first fired the attorney general.
所以呢，使他自己所有的贪污没有办法可以查出来。
So that his own corruption cannot be exposed.
我在西部问这个问题。
I asked the question in
西部。我在达巴这个问题。
I asked the question in
达巴。我在马尼拉这个问题。
And in Manila.
他说从前一个 container 要进到西部去的时候。
They say that in the past when you want to import a container into Cebu,
11万peso才可以免税进去。
You got to pay 110,000 peso.
我说现在多少呢?
Escape custom.
现在要19万才能进去。
Now you got to pay 190,000.
大家都在谈。
So everybody is corrupt.
世界的政权是有毛病的。
There are problems in political power.
世界的政治家是有瑕疵的。
And worldly politicians are flawed.
Jose Rizal.
Jose Rizal.
一直到Magagaba。
Magagapa,
一直到的 Luzon,
and Luzon,
到了另外一个叫做 Quezon 的总统,
until President Quezon,
然后再到了另外的总统,
and another president,
到了1970年 Marcos 总统,
1970 Ferdinand Marcos,
Marcos 一个人做总统20年,
as president he was ruling 26 years,
最后下来了,
in the end he was
overthrown,
and went exiled to Hawaii,
这个 Marcos 总统到现在,
from Marcos till now,
犯了多少总统呢?
How many presidents
have there been? 犯了很多的总统,
many.
Ramos 总统,
Ramos was the first.
这个 Estrada 总统,
Estrada.
还有 Aquino 总统,
Aquino.
那么还有这个 Ninoy 总统,
Ninoy.
一直到今天,
and they keep
Arroyo 总统,
Arroyo.
这个 Aquino 的孩子 Ninoy 总统,
and now Ninoy Aquino
越来越不满意,
and the people get more and more
越来越不满意,
more and more unhappy.
所以他说我们现在还是想念 Marcos.
So you say we miss Marcos.
Marcos 好不好呢?
Was Marcos a good president?
大贪官大污吏.
He was a huge corrupted person.
为什么菲律宾人想念他呢?
But why would they miss him?
他说那个时候的铁轨铁车电车是他建的。
Well, he built a mass transit system.
Culture center 是他建的。
And he built a culture center.
Marcos 夫人建了全亚洲最美丽的音乐厅。
In Milda, Marcos built the most beautiful musical concert hall.
开了许多的公路。
And they had many highways.
全国的建设。
Infrastructure.
功劳最大的。
And the one that was
现在想念他, 想念他。
So they all miss him now.
那为什么一直想念过去呢?
Why do you miss the past?
因为现在的没有可想念的。
Nothing to miss now.
因为现在的比过去的更坏。
Situation is worse.
这世界还有盼望吗?
Is there any hope in the world today?
达到了贪污的。
You got rid of the corrupt one.
我们就有机会更贪污。
We have opportunity to be even more corrupted.
印尼从前有一句话说,
in Indonesia we say,
反贪污的团体,
the group that is anti-corruption,
他们的责任是什么呢?
Their responsibility
你贪污, 你要下台,
is that you have to come down if you're corrupt.
下台怎么办呢?
Then after that, what?
原来有一句话没有讲出来。
The second sentence is,
你贪污这么久还不下台?
You have been corrupted so long, so it's time for you to come down.
就不下来, 我什么时候轮到我可以贪污?
Because there's no more chance for me to be corrupted.
这个世界是这样,
this is the way the world is. The kingdom of the world.
所以耶稣说,
Jesus said,
你们要祷告,
you have to pray.
愿你的国降临,
your kingdom come.
你还记得上个礼拜我提起, 过去我讲过的话吗?
Remember, I reminded you what I said, once said.
中国历史每一个朝代,
in every dynasty in China,
轰轰烈烈的起来,
when they start, it is most grand.
七七惨惨的下,
but when they fall, it's most pathetic.
有哪一个国家, 有哪一个朝代, 可以保守它原来伟大的理想, 很清洁的动机呢?
Which kingdom and which dynasty can maintain the early idealism?
自从新加坡建立了大赌博馆以后,
since Singapore built the two casinos,
财源源源不绝的进来,
you keep making lots and lots of money.
那我告诉你,
but I tell you,
这个国家已经变质了,
this country has changed.
有一天,
one day,
你的道德的城市, 道德的基标准越来越降低的时候,
when your moral standard continue to slide,
神会把政权移到另外一个人身上,
God will move the political position to some other people.
你还记得圣经里面所记得伯沙撒的王吗?
In the Bible, King Belshazzar,
伯沙撒的王有一天做了一件事情,
one day he did something,
他把耶路撒冷圣殿里面掳来的金器, 把它当作请1000多个外科政治场所所用的用具,
he used the money and the gold looted from Jerusalem to give a
gift
to all the people. As he was enjoying himself, when he was arrogant about his own glory, suddenly there was a writing on the wall, and the writing was there,
mini, tiger,
mini mini kiga uga of sin.
他吓死了,
and so he was completely shocked and looked ash-like. And he thought that he has the greatest power.
出现了一个不是人的手,
and the non-human hand appeared. And the words are still there. But the hand disappeared.
历史过去了,
history has passed. But the meaning is not to be taken away. And he asked all the Magi to come and explain it. People say, well, there's this Daniel guy.
在你的爸爸, 你的祖父, 他们做王, 不能解梦的时候, 他就已经解释出来了,
when all the Magi cannot explain it, they will always call Daniel.
所以他们就把但以理叫出来,
so they summoned Daniel.
请你告诉我这什么事?
Tell me what this means.
这些字什么意思?
What does the words mean?
但以理一点不客气,
Daniel was very straightforward.
这几句话的意思,
and he said these few words
means完了,
that it's the end.
你的日子结束了,
your days will end.
今天是最后一天,
today is the last day.
政权要从你手里搬到别人手里了,
the power will move from your hand to others.
圣经没有说,
the Bible does not say.
那个时候王的反应是什么?
The reaction of the king.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
当天晚上,
that very evening,
马代波斯就打进巴比伦,
Darius the Mede went into the kingdom, and Belshazzar died, and the kingdom was given away. If you study history, you see no dynasty lasts forever, no kingdom lasts forever. They will go be taken over by
the
people. Everyone who received the new power, always receive it in great strength.
过了一代,
but after one generation, second generation,
过了三代以后,
third generation, and things never really
change,
they will fall.
中国的商朝有多少?
The Shang Dynasty.
中国的夏朝有多少?
The Xia Dynasty.
中国的周朝有多少?
Zhou Dynasty.
这些都是两三百年就死了,
they last for a few centuries. Zhou Dynasty 800 over years.
分就战国的时代,
but during the warring states,
产生了一个秦国的秦始皇,
秦始皇 arose.
这个人一个人不可一世, 把整个七个国, 其他的六国都把他打死了,
and he was able to defeat six other countries,
统一了全国,
and unified the country,
李氏改造了中国字,
and changed the Chinese wordings,
with the man called 李氏,
with a person called 李氏,
很雄壮, 很可怕的一个, 一代, 这个君王,
he was a most horrifying dictator,
可以被称为是这个万世的一个君王,
and you can call him a most spectacular dictator, but his son,
这一代里面就完了,
within one generation lost it all.
这个糟糕毁了他的孩子,
And so 赵高 got rid of his son.
请的二世, 那个把另外一个叫子婴的把他带来做王,
and moved this other son to be king.
秦始皇懂得叫所有的人都向他降服。
And so although 秦始皇 was able to conquer all other people,
子婴所能做的事就是向人投降。
But his son can only
surrender to others. 吕不韦对秦始皇说,
and so when 吕不韦told秦始皇,
你这样凶, 你这么闷, 你这么杀人, 是不对的。
It is not right for you to kill so many people and be so merciless. If you want our country to last,
你要学习周公,
you must learn from
周公,学习周朝,
learn from the 周朝,
要理治理国家,
to rule the people with reason.
要用, 理是不是
mannerism.
理是叫 mannerism. You, by using mannerism, you can control and you can rule your country forever and ever.
永远也能够治理你的国家。秦始皇回答他说, and 秦始皇 answered,
周朝是用这个办法治理国家。
The Zhou dynasty, they rule.
前面周朝多久了?
So how long did they last?
你看800多年吗? 夏朝在两三百年。
And 夏,
商朝在三百年。300, 周朝才800多年。
Zhou is 800 years old.
他们跟夏朝不同的地方,
the difference between them,
夏朝最后皇帝完全没有用理行事的。
The last emperor did not use mannerism.
周朝最后的皇帝也完全没有用理行事的。
So was the last emperor.
所以我看到你用理治理国家。
So I persuade you to rule with mannerism.
他问吕不韦怎么说的?
And 秦始皇 answered,
如果我用理治理国家,
if I were to rule the country,
就会永远的话,
if it cannot,
为什么周朝不会永远呢?
Why is it that the 周朝
not? 不要再劝我了。
So don't persuade me.
我就用我的威武治理国家。
I will rule with strength.
结果15年, 秦朝就失败。
And he lasted only 15 years.
最伟大的中国君王就是秦始皇。
And he can be considered the greatest of all the emperors.
中国时代里面最短的就是秦始皇。
But also with the shortest.
15年就马上消灭。
Just 15 years and he was gone.
秦始皇留下什么?
What has he left behind?
留下兵马俑。
He left behind the
Tarantino.
Very grand.
每一个面孔都不一样。
Every face is different.
你到西安去的时候,
if you go to 西安,
你不要忘记去看兵马俑。
Do not forget to visit it.
不要从第一坑看到第二坑，看到第三坑。
Don't go from the first place to the second place.
你要修我的办法。
Follow my plan.
第三坑看到第二坑，看到第一坑。
Go to pit number 3 to 2 and then 1.
从小的看到大。
From the small one to the large one.
最后的发现,
and you'll discover finally the grand
one. 一共7000-8000具。 有陶俑,
there are 700-800
pieces.
7,000,
7,000 sets of pearl, 没有一个跟这个那个那个。
You don't just copy it.
And ceasing, 那意思每一个真正的兵队, 他叫你把他的面孔, 用泥土抹了以后, 那就做一个原来的人的像。
And so it is uniquely crafted after a real soldier.
所以你看里面没有一个像的。
None of them is repeated.
美国政府对中国说,
the American government said to China,
你卖给我一个好不好?
Just sell us one.
我给你500万,
I give you $5 million.
我们中国政府对他说,
the Chinese government say,
这些好朋友不要离开的,
these are our good friends. They
没有一个可以走的,
not even one.
走一个就少一个,
you will lose one.
永远不能在一起,
you cannot find it.
就让他们在里面好好团契吧,
just let them have their own fellowship.
所以就不卖给他们了。
So not a single one was sold.
现在你秦始皇留下的是这些。
And this is what 秦始皇 left behind.
秦始皇几岁死啊?
When did he die?
50岁死。
50 years old.
死在哪里啊?
That where?
死在沙丘。
In the
为什么死呢?
Hills. Why?
现在证明,
it's proven now.
吃水银而死的。
He died from mercury poisoning.
重金属把自己杀死的。
Heavy metal.
不但秦始皇,
not only 秦始皇,
罗马帝国的将军都在40到45岁里面都死了。
Most Roman generals die at 40s and 50s. Why?
因为他们自作聪明,
because they think that they are smart.
百姓用铁的工具煮他们的饭。
The people cook with metal iron utensils.
这个煮他们的水。
Use an iron pot to boil water.
这些用铁所做的罐、铁所做的锅，一个一个生锈了。
And they get rusty.
所以我们这些将军有钱，我们不要用铁。
So we are generous. We don't use iron.
我们用铅。
We will use lead.
因为铅不会生锈。
Lead will not go rusty.
对我们更健康。
Healthier.
结果用铁煮水的活了50岁，用铅煮水的活了40岁。
If you use lead, you live 40 years old.
他们用重金属把自己毒死了。
You are poisoned with heavy metal.
秦始皇用汞把自己毒死了。
And 秦始皇 poisoned himself.
我真的不明白哈。
I don't understand.
秦始皇从哪里找到这么多汞的？
Where would he find arsenic?
不是 mercury.
Mercury.
在2216年以前。
2216 years ago.
中国在哪里找到这么多的 mercury?
Where you find so much mercury in China?
多少你知道吗？
You know how much was it?
秦始皇的坟墓。
His tomb.
整个上面都用水银把它这个浇到整个都包起来了。
It's drowned and covered with mercury.
再盖起来变成一座山。
And then covered with soil.
现在所说的秦始皇陵
，and it is the tomb of 秦始皇。
就是中国陕西西安附近的临潼县。
It is in 陕西 and 西安。
水银是这么难找到的地方，
它整个坟墓
用水银的海把它遮盖起来。
And it covered with a sea of mercury.
这人类没有办法知道这么伟大的君王。
Something cannot be imagined.
结果不能维持十五年的日子。
But he couldn't even last 15 years.
一定要消灭。
He must be destroyed.
比伯沙撒还更可怕。
Worse than Belshazzar.
上帝说
，For God's sake，
君王的心如同龙沟的水，在我的手里随意调动。
The heart of the king is like the water in the drain, controlled within my hand.
谁能保持你自己的政权呢
？Who can maintain your political power?
谁能保证你长久统治呢
？Who can guarantee that you rule for a long time?
世界的国度不是永恒的。
The kingdom of the world does not last.
耶稣基督说：“我的国不属于这世界。
”Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to the world."
如果我的国属于这世界
，For if my kingdom belong to the world,
我的臣民必相争。以至于不把我交到你的手里来。
My people will fight to prevent me from handing over to you.
只是我的国不属于这世界。
But my kingdom does not belong to the world.
但你说我是王。
But you say I'm king.
我为此而生。
And I was born for this.
耶稣基督，我为了成为王被生在世界上。
Jesus said, in order to be king, I was born.
但不是这世界的国度的王。
But not the kingdom of the world.
那个国度的王。
But the kingdom to come.
特别为真理做见证。
I bear witness to the truth.
这里在耶稣回答比拉多的话里面。
So in the words of Jesus,
他已经把一些很重要的智慧的原理讲出来了。
He revealed to us important principles of wisdom.
我们要问什么叫做上帝的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
上帝的国在哪里？
Where is it to be found?
上帝的国的特点是什么？
What's so special about it?
上帝的国到底存在不存在？
Does it really exist?
如果上帝的国存在，可以看得见吗？
Can we see the kingdom of God?
耶稣所说的那一个国，不是这地上的国，到底曾经显见没有？
And this kingdom that Jesus replied, has it ever appeared before?
现在这一段呢，我要解释上帝的国这个事情。
I want to explain about the kingdom of God.
什么叫做国呢？
What is a kingdom?
就是君王。用原则统治有国民有疆界的这个政权，这个叫做上帝的国。
It is a political power that has a territory where a king will rule over people.
在一个国度里面一定有一个君王。
In a kingdom, you must have a king.
国度里面一定有百姓。
There must be people to rule over.
国度里面君王一定要治理他的百姓。
And the king will rule over his people.
一个国度里面百姓一定要顺服他的君王。
And the people will submit.
那么这个君王用什么原则来治理他的百姓呢？
What sort of principle will the king rule with?
中国历史里面有好几次变法。
In Chinese history, there are many revolutions.
商的 revolution of the law. 商鞅变法。
For example, the 商鞅 revolution.
韩非子变法。
韩非子 revolution.
还有满清时代的变法。
Manchurian revolution.
为什么呢？
Why?
那里从前的治理方式不对。
They think that the previous ruling method is wrong.
你改治理的原则。
And you want to change the principle of rule.
改土地的分配。
For example, distribution of the land.
改税收的制度。
Or the way you collect taxes.
改权柄。统治的阶层
，and the hierarchy of political power，
这些都是过度的事情。
These are about the kingdom。
耶稣基督说：“我的国不属于这世界。”
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of the world."
耶稣问他的门徒说：“你们有刀吗？”
He asked the disciples, "Do you have a knife?"
门徒说：“有两把。”
We have two swords.
耶稣说：“你十二个人才两把，哪里够？”
Jesus said, "Oh, 12 of you only two."
我的国度需要1200把。
My kingdom need 1200 swords.
两把太少了。
Too little.
耶稣不是这么说。
But not that's always.
耶稣说。够了
，He says enough。
前不久才对他们说
，Earlier he just said，
你们要卖衣服买刀。
You have to sell your clothing to buy swords.
我有两把刀的时候,
when they said we have two swords,
耶稣说已经够了,
Jesus said this is enough.
其中一把被用, 另外一把我们没有太看到他提出来。
The Bible talked about how one of them were used.
被用的那一把是谁呢?
The sword that was used.
是比拉多在克西马尼园把马勒古的耳朵把它切下来的那一把。
Is where Peter cut off the ear of Malchus.
耶稣也没有说, Peter, 要给他平衡, 还有一边。
Did Jesus say balance it, cut the other one as well?
你修一边回去, 太太看他不好看。
It's not good to just want your cut off.
你要给他整容。
You must cut both.
两边都刻下来。
Both ears.
还有除了他, 还有他的朋友, 各个回去都没有耳朵比较好。
Cut all of their ears off.
是不是这样呢?
Was that the case?
耶稣回答说,
Jesus answered,
Peter 把刀收入哨里面了。
He tell Peter to return the sword to the shield.
因为动刀的必死在刀下。
For he who used the sword will die by the sword.
所以这句话告诉什么?
This verse tells us,
上帝的国度不在武器。
That the kingdom of God is not dependent on weapons.
上帝的国度不在血气的力量。
Not about physical strength.
上帝的国度不在仇恨的心智。
Kingdom of God is not about vengeance.
耶稣基督所讲的话,
The words of Jesus Christ,
隐藏的智慧,
implicitly has wisdom.
启示出来的真理,
the truth revealed.
我们有眼很难讲尽的。
You can never fully explain it.
现在很多的青年人,
so many young people,
做上帝的工作的时候,
when we do the work of God,
先用血气,
we are impulsive.
先用逻辑,
we use logic.
先用他的看法,
we use our ways.
这样才对, 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 这样才对,
it's going to be like this, like this, like this, like this.
好像以色列人说, 我们选一个扫罗来做王,
the Israelites say we want to select Saul.
我们可以打败我们的仇敌,
or we will defeat our enemies.
耶稣说, 你们, 上帝问, 你们为什么选扫罗?
And God asked, why do you pick Saul?
因为他比别人高一个头,
well, he was taller than others.
高一个头就可以做王,
then you can be king.
我就叫一个高三个头的来,
so I will call someone much taller.
保罗, 扫罗吓死了,
and Saul was so afraid.
看到哥利亚出现,
when he saw Goliath,
完全不敢出来,
and he dare not appear.
大卫来的时候,
until David came,
他说, 这个外邦人, 怎么可以羞辱我上帝的名呢?
He says, how dare this Gentile blaspheme against my God?
我这个少年人没有办法听他这样羞辱我上帝的名。
I cannot withstand this, he says.
让我去把这个人打死吧。
Let me go and kill him.
你看这就是上帝的国度。
This is the kingdom of God.
上帝的国度不是靠血气。
Not by your impulsive will.
上帝的国度不是靠武力。
Not by your weapons.
上帝的国度不是靠你军界里面的这个所有的优势。
Not by your military advantages.
扫罗对大卫说,
So Saul said to David,
你敢对待他吗?
How dare you go after him?
大卫回答说,
And David answered, Why not?
扫罗对大卫说,
And Saul said to David,
你知道他多么大吗?
You know how large this guy
大卫对他说,
is? And David said to him,
我的上帝比他更大,
My God is larger.
这就是上帝国度,
And this is the kingdom of God.
这个几十年前,
A few decades ago,
32年前,
32 years ago,
我在, 对不起, 是1986年,
in 1986, 28 years ago,
Manila 讲到的,
when I was preaching in Manila,
it was a top from your president and your people, I hope Filipino entire country repent before God.
我说从你的总统到最小的子民, 我希望全国人来认罪悔改。
Total nation experience a great The repentance.
因为如果你整个国家经历这个悔改的话,
I'm sure God will take care of you.
我非常肯定,
Restore your country.
能够令你的,
Revive your land.
整个民族,
Heal your land.
重新的被医治,
and will give you the prosperity.
然后给你这个繁荣,
the deliverance of God in the time of crisis.
在困难的时候, 上帝必解救你。
可能我已经对你讲过了,
I've already said this to you. I will say this again.
当我讲完了以后呢,
After I say this,
FEBC 两个美国人在录音我所讲的, 因为要报到全国去。
There were two Americans who were recording it for nationwide broadcast.
我走的时候,
when I left,
经过他们两个人那里,
I walked by them.
是两个美国人对我说,
the two Americans said,
Reverend Tong, I'm so sorry to tell you, we're going to remove, to cut off those two sentences which you criticized the President Marcos.
我说我们要把你这个批评马可斯总统的那一段给剪掉。
我对他说, is that something wrong?
我有没有这样子讲, 有没有错?
他说, nothing wrong.
没有错, 他们说。
I speak nothing on what you want to cut it off.
那为什么你要把它删减掉呢?
Because it's very dangerous.
但是因为很危险。
我说, what kind of dangerous?
什么危险法?
You want to come back to you 菲律宾 again, okay?
如果你要再回来菲律宾的话
，Yes, I will come back.
我说是啊，我想回来。
But you should know, Marcos have been there for 20 years.
那你知道马可斯在位已经二十年了。
我回答说 ，My God have been there for 20,000 years.
我的上帝在上面已经超过20,000,000年。
When you come back again, He will not allow you to enter into Philippines.
但是如果你要再回来的话，他必然不能让你入境。
我看这两个美国人。
So I look at the two Americans.
You 没有信心。
They have no faith.
You 怕马可斯。
They are afraid of Marcos.
又很骄傲。
They are proud.
用这种态度对待神的仆人。
And have this attitude towards the servant of God.
我对他说什么呢
？So I said to them.
When I come back again.
当我再回来的时候。
Probably he will not be a president anymore.
他应该不是总统了。
他说 No. He has been there many years.
他已经总统很多年了。
I told you my God has been there many thousand years.
但我跟你讲，我的上帝在位比他长远多了。
我不要跟他讲话了。
I don't want to speak to them anymore.
If you want to remove these two sentences.
如果你要把这两节给删掉的话
cut off my recording,
你要把我所讲的东西
you'll be responsible before God.
给剪掉你要在上帝面前负责
I remain my same position I remain my same principle to preach those words
我所讲的话我的立场是一致性的不会改变
结果他们剪掉吗
they didn't remove it
剪掉的
they did
美国人不大会听亚洲人的话
The Americans will not listen to the Asian.
那些有钱的、有地位的人，不大听年轻人的话的。
And if you are rich, don't listen to the young.
因为那个时候我才四十多岁。
I was only in my forties.
是老经验的，专门录音很大的人物。
And these people who do the recording, they are very experienced people.
就把它剪掉了。
So they censor it.
不久我讲得到。
And the preaching I did.
用 Channel 4 跟 Channel 7。把它播到全菲律宾去听。
Was broadcast to the whole of the Philippines in China.
Deliverance of God in a time of crisis for the nation of Philippines.
就是上帝在菲律宾患难的时候的解救。
我不知道那一天 Marcos 有没有听我讲的道。
I don't know whether Marcos heard what I said.
假设他坐在那里听。
I assume that he will sit down and listen.
没有听见 ，top your from your president should repent before God.
He didn't hear. 从总统开始，我们应该认罪悔改。
他没有听到。
He didn't hear that.
所以结果呢
？So in the end,
一年半以后
，one and a half years later,
美国把他带到 Hawaii， 永远不能回家。
He was exiled to Hawaii and can never go home.
是他失败，不是我失败。
So he has failed, not me.
因为我们知道神的国度不是人的国度。
For the kingdom of God is not the kingdom of man.
现在你知道什么事情发生
？You know what happened now?
Marcos 的尸体。
The corpse of Marcos.
Hawaii 死了以后又搬回来。
Was brought back from Hawaii.
许多人反对他。
Many people oppose.
反对的人可能比他更坏。
That it was a bad thing.
反对他贪污的后来比他更贪污。
Those who opposed him got worse than him.
到最后呢
？Finally.
曾经菲律宾的总统怎么可以不葬在菲律宾娶他回来呢
？After all, he was the president of the Philippines.
昨天我才听到。
Yesterday I heard.
到现在。他的棺材还没有进坟墓进泥土里面。
Till now he is still not buried.
现在的弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是世界的国度。
This is the kingdom of the world.
世界的君王
，The kings of the world.
世界的总统
，The presidents of the world.
算什么呢
？So who are they？
我们不能跟上帝开玩笑。
We cannot take God haphazardly.
基督徒在这个世界上
，Christians when you live，
勇敢对主说
，You must say boldly to the Lord.
主啊，这世界的国度我不满意。
Oh Lord, I'm not satisfied with the kingdom of the world.
我是属于你国度的子民。
For I belong to your kingdom.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
我再讲一下，我就结束今天的讲道。
And I will end soon.
圣经从头到尾。
From the beginning to the end of the Bible.
神要做他子民的王。
God wants to be king over his own people.
The Lord is the king of his people.
上帝是他子民的王。
但是当他的百姓不要他做王的时候。
But when his people reject him as king.
他会许可你用自由来反对他。
He will allow you to use your freedom to oppose him.
他记得耶稣基督教导我们一句话。
But through Jesus Christ he taught us.
If you are the true people of God, you should pray deep from your heart. Let thy kingdom come.
如果你真正属于他的国度，从你的心底下，你会祷告你的国
降临。以色列从埃及被带出来的时候
，When the Israelites were delivered from Egypt，
耶和华亲自要做他百姓的王。
Jehovah God wants to be their God。
你知道你不属于埃及
，That you will know you do not belong to the Egyptians。
你是属于我的
，You belong to me。
上帝对摩西说
，God said to Moses，
我把会幕启示给你。
I have given to you the tabernacle。
你要照着山上。
By the
所指示的样式去建造会幕。
Dimension that I've given you on the mountain, you are to build the tabernacle.
在会幕里面最重要的地方就是我与百姓所立的约柜。
The most important item is the Ark of the Covenant.
因为我是立约的上帝。
For I'm a God of Covenant.
约柜代表神与人同在。
The Ark represents the presence of God.
约柜代表神是信实。没有改变可靠的上帝。
It represents that God is unchangeable and a faithful God.
约柜告诉我们，基路伯变成遮盖约柜，在上面把神的审判变成施恩座的。
And the terebin on the ark demonstrate that God has changed His throne to a throne of grace.
你们听到这句话的意思吗
？You understand what it
means? 约柜是 the ark of the covenant.
And the ark of the covenant
是约柜。
It is about the
covenant. 里面是四条诫命。
And there is the Ten Commandments inside.
上帝的审判。
The judgment of God.
上面是基路伯。
There are two cherubim on top.
Cherubim is the angels ordered by God to practice the condemnation and the judgment.
是上帝的天使来施行审判的天使。
但是当这两个天使在上面的时候。
But when the ark has two cherubim on top.
那一个右柜就被盖起来了。
The ark is covered.
给盖起来以后呢。
When it is covered,
这个盖变成赎罪盖。
The cover becomes the cover of redemption.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
上帝的恩典把律法盖住了。
That the grace of God has covered the law.
上帝的救赎把上帝的审判胜过了。
His salvation covers His judgment.
You come to God.
你来到上帝面前。
You come to God of promise.
你来到应许的上帝面前。
His covenant is the covenant of redemption.
他的约是救赎的约。
He promised us to have the eternal life.
他应许我们永生。
God do not want everybody of us go to death.
上帝不愿意我们任何人进入永恒的这个灭亡。
Separated from His countenance forever and ever.
来永永远离开他的面。
That is the reason God want to save us.
所以上帝要拯救我们。
Grace of salvation.
他救赎的恩典
，the grace of forgiveness，
他赦罪的恩典
，the power of redemption，
救赎的能力
，Jesus Christ's death and resurrection come to you and to me，
是从主耶稣的死跟复活降临在我们的身上。
这个盖叫做赎罪盖
，so the cover is the cover of redemption。
你知道这个盖有别的名称吗
？There's another name for it。
第二名称叫什么
？The second name，
施恩宝座
，the throne of grace。
把律法盖住。
When God cover His law，
神的救恩得胜了审判以后。
When His salvation wins over，
这一个救恩就变成施恩的宝座。
And then it will become the throne of grace。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
上帝说
，God said，
摩西
，Moses，
你要照着山上的样式把这些造出来。
By the dimension given to you, build these things。
我再告诉你第二件事情。
I tell you the second thing。
约柜跟其他所有圣殿的器具是完全不一样。
The Ark of the Covenant is different from all other items in the temple。
香炉的四个圆圈是在上面。
For the furnace, the four rings is on top。
饼子的桌的四个圆圈也是在上面。
In the table, there are four rings on the top。
这里一个圈。
One here。
这里一个圈。
One this side。
一个棍子。冲把它通过去以后
，and then they will put a rod through it。
这里两条棍子
，two rods。
四个人抬起来的时候
，when four carry lift it up。
最高的地方在哪里
？The highest point
就是在肩膀
，will be your shoulder。
他们抬着，你明白吗
？They are carrying the item。
那么整个柜就比这更低了
，and so the item is lower。
药柜是不一样
，but the ark is different。
药柜，上帝说
，God said，
摩西，你要把四个圈放在最低的地方。
Moses, you have to put the rings at the lowest part.
把这个放上去了以后
，and after you join the ring,
两支杆把它插进去的时候
，and you put two rods through it.
抬起来的时候
，as you lift it up,
最低方的在哪里呢
？The lowest point.
最低的地方就是约柜的柜底
，will be the bottom of the ark.
抬的时候
，and then you lift it up.
约柜就比你的这个肩膀还更高了。
The ark will be lifted above your shoulder.
明白了吗
？You understand this?
神的安排是这样。
This is the way God designed it.
为什么这样安排呢
？Why?
因为神的约。
For the covenant of God.
神永远的旨意。
His eternal will.
是高过其他所有的。
Is higher than anything else.
施恩的宝座。
The throne of grace.
赦罪的盖。
The cover of redemption.
上帝的恩典胜过他的审判。
The grace of God over His judgment.
是在约柜里面显明出来的。
Is manifested in the ark.
当人抬起约柜的时候。
And so when you lift up the ark,
约柜比人的肩膀更高。
It will be seen higher than your shoulder.
上面还有两个天使。
Then two cherubim of
thought. 天上面就是天空。
And above that the sky.
当以色列人离开埃及。
When the Israelites leave Egypt. For 40 years wandering, when they stop, they build a tabernacle. When they leave, they will gather back the tabernacle. As they move, they will lift up the covenant. And take note of this. 2 million people on the move. The entire group of people will see one thing lifted up, and that's the ark. What does that mean? I have an ark covenant with you, I am your Lord. When you lift up my covenant, be obedient. God wants to be king. To be our ruler. What is the kingdom of God? Where he is enthroned. Where he has covenant with us. We are submissive. I will receive his promises. We are obedient to him. And with what would he rule over us? With his righteousness. With his holiness. His righteousness is the principle of rule. His holiness is the rule as well. His righteousness and holiness came from his attribute of goodness. This good God, he gave us righteousness and holiness to rule over his people. We are people of his kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters,
when you speak about the kingdom of God,
God
is your king.
God's
nature,
God's
attribute,
他自己的性格,
is the principle to control and govern over you. God, everything he do is good. God of goodness,
with
his good righteousness control over you. With his good holiness, discipline over you.
他用他的圣洁来管教你。
I am your king.
我是你的上帝,
you are my people.
你是我的子民,
这是旧约给我们看见的上帝的国,
in the Old Testament we see this kingdom.
会幕就表示上帝在人间,
the tabernacle means God is with us.
圣至圣所表示以马内利,
the most holy place, Emmanuel.
神要在他的百姓中间,
God will be with us.
上帝说我在会幕里行走,
God said I will move around in the tabernacle,
我常检查你们所行走,
and search what you have done,
我要用我的真理来管理你,
and rule over you with my truth,
公义圣洁地统治你,
and rule over you with my righteousness and holiness,
用我的良善来惩罚你,
and to discipline you with my goodness.
你是我的子民,
for you are my people.
我是圣洁的,
I am holy.
把你所做的一切事都要圣洁,
be holy in everything that you do.
这是上帝的国度,
this is the kingdom of God.
新约结束的时候,
when the New Testament, when the Old Testament ended,
你看见旧约的最句话是咒诅,
and the last word of the Old Testament is curse.
上帝说,
for God said,
免得我来 咒诅全地, 旧约就结束了。
And the Old Testament ended that I may not curse the whole world.
The Old Testament was ending with the curse of God. And New Testament is ended with the blessing of God.
但是新约的结束是上帝的祝福。神对我们的心意都显明出来了。 And we see the will of God throughout.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的国度后来怎么样?
In the end, the kingdom of God,
后来没有显明出来,
it was not revealed.
因为到旧约结束的时候,
till the end of the Old Testament,
会幕不见了。
The tabernacle disappeared.
又归于不见了,
the ark disappeared.
圣殿没有了,
the holy temple disappeared.
圣殿被烧了,
it was burnt.
又归被拿去了,
the ark was taken away.
以色列人400年没有先知,
for 400 years there were no prophets.
到400年以后呢,
after 400 years,
使徒约翰出现了,
John the Baptist appeared.
耶稣基督出现了,
Jesus Christ was born.
耶稣出现跟约翰出现, 都用一句话做他们讲道的开始。
And both of them started their preaching with one sentence.
天国近了, 你们应当什么?
Repent,
悔改,
for the kingdom
repent
of God is near.
Because the kingdom of God is at hand. 亲爱弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
旧约说失败,
the Old Testament has failed, but the New Testament restored. The Israelites do not want God as God. And God sent his son to come on his own.
耶稣说,
and Jesus said, my kingdom does not belong to the world. And he said to the Israelites, kingdom of God is near.
进了到底多久了?
near, how near?
那个很近很近。
Very near.
啊，久得不得了。
But it's very long.
昨天我们开了很长的路，结果到了礼拜堂差100公尺，那100公尺用了17分钟。
We spent 17 minutes to cross about 100 meters on the way to the church yesterday.
其实我下来走路1分钟就到了。
If I walk, I will finish it in 1 minute.
为什么等十七分钟
？Why to wait 17 minutes?
因为下雨。
It was raining.
没有雨伞。
There were no umbrella.
那么一大堆车在里面。
And we have many cars.
我最奇怪的，马尼拉到2014年还有马车跑进来。
In Manila, they still have horse cartridges.
摩托车跑进来。
And motorcycles.
还有一些其他的车跑进来。
And all the strange vehicles.
我上台说，你们这个城市很像中古的埃及。
I say your city is like Egypt.
有骆驼，有马车，一
种跑进来。You have camels and all kinds.
现在弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
很近了。
It's near,
不能进去
but you can't get in.
为什么呢
Why?
Stuck there.
You are stuck.
为什么呢
Why?
A jam there.
There is a jam.
没有办法进去。耶稣说天国近了。
Jesus said the kingdom of God is near.
It's near? How near?
已经近了。多近
How near?
多近
When to arrive?
几时会到
耶稣又说
Jesus also said,
上帝的国已经在你们心里了。
The kingdom of God is already in your heart.
上帝的国实在已经来了。
It's already here.
所以自从耶稣说天国近了。
Since Jesus said the kingdom of God is near.
耶稣说天国已经在你心里了。
And that the kingdom is in your heart.
那么又说你们要说愿你的国降临。
Then he said, may your kingdom come.
那么这个强盗在十字架上你的国降临的时候请你纪念我。
And the robber on the cross said, when you come in your kingdom, remember me.
我们不是莫名其妙。
So it seems quite confusing.
什么叫做天国降临
What does it mean to say the kingdom is near?
什么叫做天国降临
Or that it has come.
在神学家里面讲了一句话。
The theologian says,
already and not yet.
已经但是还没有。
什么叫做已经但是还没有。
What does it mean by already and not yet?
神的国已经降临。
The kingdom of God is already here.
属灵的降临。
The spiritual
appearance.
But in reality not yet.
神的原则已经降临。
The principle has come.
神的兑现还没有降临。
But it has not come true yet.
Not really realized.
不是完全兑现。
Positionally speaking.
但是从地位而论。
Spiritually speaking.
从属灵来问。
From promise we see.
从应许来说。
The kingdom of God had already come.
上帝的国已经来了。
Yet.Still to come.
但是还没有完
成到。这就是圣经的奥妙。
This is the mystery of the
Bible. 神是永恒的。
For God is eternal.
所以请你听下面几句话。
So take note of this.
以色列应当是上帝国度的预表。
The Israel ought to be a foreshadow of the kingdom of God.
上帝的会幕应当是上帝国度的一个象征。
The tabernacle ought to be a symbol of the kingdom of God.
以色列人尊上帝为王，就是上帝统治的一个原型。
The Israelites is a model of the rule of God.
在上帝国度里面，上帝用义管理他的百姓。
In the kingdom of God, He rules over His people with righteousness.
他的百姓顺服义的原则，顺从上帝，成为上帝的子民。
And we become His people by submissive to the principle of righteousness.
God is using the principle of righteousness.To govern and control over his submissive people.
上帝用义的原则来治理愿意顺从他的义的子民。
Satan is using the principle of sin to govern over his submissive people.
但是撒旦是用罪的原则来治理他自己的子民。
所以保罗说你要把你的肢体当作义的工具献做上帝义的器皿。
And so Paul says, you ought to think of yourself as a righteous sacrifice to be used by God.
你把你自己当作一个圣洁的祭品献在上帝的面前。
And consider yourself as a holy sacrifice.
你就是上帝国度的子民。
Then you are people of the kingdom of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣提到上帝的国度。
Jesus talked about the kingdom of God.
提到国度的权柄来到的时候，撒旦。都被赶出去了。
And that when the power of the kingdom comes, Satan will be chased out.
神的权柄
the power of God.
神的治理
the rule of God.
神的义
the righteousness of
God. 神的得胜
the victory of God.
在信徒的身上
in the life of a believer.
感谢上帝
thanks be to God.
如果我是在上帝国度里面
if I am part of His kingdom.
我是顺服真理的
and I am submissive to the truth.
我是顺服义的管理的
I am submissive to the rule of righteousness.
自己整个身体当作活祭献上
I will give my entire life as a living sacrifice.
罗马书第六章里面告诉我们
Romans chapter 6 says,
把我们的肢体一个一个献上 成为义的工具。
We want to give up our life as a sacrifice, as a tools of righteousness.
罗马书第十二章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 12 says.
把我们整个身体献上，当作活祭。
We give our entire body as a living sacrifice.
第六章是肢体的奉献。
Verse 6 is about body.
第十二章是身体的奉献。
Chapter 12 is about the body.
当我们的主没有再来的时候。
Before our Lord will come.
The kingdom hall already come.
上帝的国度已经来了。
The kingdom not yet come.
也还没完全来。
Between already come and not yet come.
已经但是还没有。
You should always pray that thy kingdom come.
我们还是得祷告你的国降临。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在基督徒的生命里面。
In the life of a Christian.
神的国已经来了。
The kingdom of God is already here.
世界的历史里面。
But in the history of the world.
神的国还没有来。
The kingdom of God has not come yet.
是的，今生这个世界。In 顺服上帝来仰望，有一天天国家要再来的一个记录。
And so when we are yet alive, we are obedient to God and we look forward to the physical coming of the kingdom.
Always expect.
完全的期望。
Anticipate.
完全的向往。
Prepare yourself.
来准备自己。
To accept.
来接受。
To welcome.
去来欢迎。
The yet to come kingdom of God.
上帝还没来到的国，
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
我今天就讲到这个地方。
I never stop here today.